9827 Robert L. Hudson, west of Poplar Street, north of Sailor Road, being lot 7 and 8, block G, within Woodland Heights Development. A variance from the minimum size lot size requirement and a variance from the minimum lot width requirement.
State your full name and address.
Robert L. Hudson, 33371 Horseshoe Church Road, Laurel, Delaware.
Where the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge, sir?
Yes, sir. I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm attempting to get my lots requirement changed. The land was left to me by my late mother-in-law, Louise Phillips, and at the present time, it's two long, thin lots. I don't know if you've got a picture of them, of the lots mm-hmm. there. And I'm attempting to sell the property and trying to get some money out of it, where right now it's just sitting there doing me any good at all. What I'd like to do is basically, instead of having two long, thin lots, basically cut the line across the center of the lots. Instead of going the long way, go crossways.
Come in here.
Run parallel to the two roads mm-hmm. and make a more even, each one of them have exact square footage. That's what I'd like to do.
Have any of the other lot owners done this already?
To my knowledge, yes, because I think every one of them had to do it. There's lots farther up the road there that Mrs. Phillips left to other members of the family, and that's already has been houses built in and lots have changed.
Looked kind of familiar, Mr. Chairman. I seem to remember mm-hmm. we've had some like this over that area.
Uh-huh. I'm getting to say we have. Yeah. All right, sir.
So right now you have two lots that are just over 50 feet wide.
Yes.
And what you're asking for is
add it more. Have
right.
a one
so
lot.
So you'd actually be creating more road frontage and
yes.
Which would be
not changing the actual square footage of the lot.
No.
We, for the record, we did probably did that with 4605, 46.06, 46.08, and 46.09.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you're correct on that. Let's see here.
Here that way, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McKay?
No.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
And Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, there being no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have one letter.
One letter? Could you
highlight it? Development is putting a strain on the Nanticoke watershed and our natural resources. We must curtail it. No more mass housing and making lots smaller. That's from a P. Phillips. It's right across the road on Poplar Street.
Okay. Gentlemen, you've heard the opposition, so that's all.
He's suggesting that we're making them smaller.
Yeah, making a lot smaller is what he's saying.
Really, it's not.
Just the opposite.
Just changing the shape.
Oh, yeah, just changing the shape of the lots is all we're doing. Is that correct? Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the request is unique in the way the lot is already cut. And probably necessary to enable reasonable use of the property and certainly increases the road frontage, which is something we don't normally see.
Right.
I don't think it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood. And minimum to afford relief, I make a motion we approve case number 9827.
And do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9827. All those in favor of the motion, give you your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Case number 9828.